It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute episode 742.
In today's episode, Walmart buys CareZone's digital prescription technology.
While Walmart may operate hundreds of pharmacies, there is still some tough competition in the pharmacy space. The company is competing with CVS Health, which owns the drug benefit manager Caremark, and Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is investing billions of dollars into partnerships and new technology systems. Meanwhile, online retail rival Amazon is stepping up its effort into prescription management and drug delivery following its purchase in 2018 of the online pharmacy PillPack. Walmart has made the next move. The company's acquired digital medication management company CareZone's tech platform, related patents, and key intellectual property. While CareZone will remain a separate, unrelated company, some of its employees on the product and tech team will be joining Walmart in order to help integrate the system. The platform caters to individuals with multiple medications. Patients or family members can scan pill bottles, and in turn, the platform can create a list of the medications and share it with medical providers. The tool also has medication reminders. CareZone was founded in 2012 and was designed to help keep users keep track of their medications and make managing chronic conditions simpler. It also has quite a bit of funding behind it. In 2018, it scored $50 million in a Series D round led by NEA with participation from McKesson Ventures and Mark Benioff. As digital health merges into mainstream health, we've seen a rise in interest from both retail and tech giants looking to enter the space. Walmart has made moves to address healthcare affordability, and this move appears to be centered on the same goal. Lori Flees, SVP of Health and Wellness for Sam's Club, and Sean Slavensky, SVP of Health and Wellness for Walmart US, said, quote, acquiring the technology platform of CareZone is another example of our continued commitment to help lowering the cost of healthcare for our 160 million customers who shop Walmart each week while offering convenient options across multiple channels to help them manage their health and wellness, end quote. The fight continues in the pharmacy space.
Heating up.
It's a battle. It's a battle.
It's a battle.
So what two spaces are left that need disruption, Bart?
Not many anymore.
I'm going to answer you. Healthcare and insurance. And what?
And ticketing.
And Brittany says ticketing. Ticketing needs to be burnt down and started over.
It literally does. But I digress.
Brittany will tell her ticket story later in the episode once we get past the news part. So two areas ripe for disruption are healthcare, obviously, and insurance. There's companies that are out there that are really going to shake up insurance, companies like Lemonade. And now we're looking at Amazon and Walmart disrupting healthcare. Soon you're going to be able to go to Amazon and fill your prescriptions and make appointments and do all that. You know, they'll probably get into telehealth, and Walmart will follow soon behind. These are just predictions, but these are things that need to help. And I think, Bart, you and I have said this before, that COVID has accelerated things like not only remote work, but remote healthcare and telehealth, and things where it's like people now finally realize, I don't need to sit in a doctor's office for 3 hours. I could just get on the phone, or I can get on my camera and say, look at my rash. You know, and it's going to be the same thing with prescriptions. Like, let me go to the drugstore and go sit in the chair and look at the blood pressure machine. Well, then, no, screw all that. But also what's being accelerated forward is not so much, okay, we give Helen her blood pressure medication, her cholesterol medicine, and her thing for her goiter, but they're all just kind of unrelated and are just there. What now needs to happen is how they manage these things and how the family can help them manage these things, because maybe, you know, Helen's getting up there and she takes two cholesterol pills and forgets her goiter pill and things like that. So things that streamline and modernize, and things like PillPack. PillPack was, I thought, was a very impressive piece of tech, and it was a very smart acquisition by Amazon. And I think these kinds of tech that help people manage their conditions is a great thing. Now, do I think that USA, as a country, we're over-medicated and over-prescribed? Of course. And again, that is something that is, you know, will hopefully change and be disrupted. But pharma, they got all the money. So that's a tough battle right there. Mm-hmm. But in terms of making things easier for the consumer, you know, I like to see things like this. What do you guys think?
Yeah, this is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, what are they? Okay, here's what I'm confused about. What do they mean by intellectual property? Why does that, like, trigger
It's a house that wears a fedora and has a pipe. It's intellectual property is like your idea. The intellectual property is your idea. So I came up with the idea of self-cutting scissors. That's my intellectual property. If I patented it, it's my thing. It's my brand. It's my logo. It's everything that surrounds my company of the self-cutting scissors. And that's probably
A lot of times what it is how it's made and what like created new technology, but
yeah,
thing.
I was saying it poorly, but yeah, that's,
I couldn't figure out how it like fit in with this. I was like, what is that? Why is that relevant?
It's a property that reads poetry and eats in fancy restaurants.
It went to an Ivy League school. And it reads my house Marxist went to, theories.
My house went to Yale. All right. So
anyway.
And Walmart has been disrupting healthcare in other ways. And we've done stories in these where they're doing the care clinic. CVS has done the same thing, where it's transforming the retail space into more of a clinic environment and making healthcare a little bit easier. Obviously, COVID has changed a lot of that, but you know, let's check in next year when things kind of get back to normal. And I mean, we're talking like Walmart. Walmart had part, what was the story we did? Walmart did, they were doing pet care, they were doing dental care, they were doing all these kinds of behavioral health, like they were having behavioral health centers and CVS's and Walmart's. It's great. Anything that makes it more, I wouldn't use the word affordable, but approachable or accessible is a good thing because, you know, we live in a sick country and healthcare is pretty screwed up. So until someone figures out how to disrupt it and bust it apart and put it back together, I think these kinds of solutions are what we need.
Agree.
Okay. Brittany, you want to tell your ticket story?
I have so many ticket stories.
So we're talking about businesses that need to be disrupted. Brittany mentioned ticketing. Brittany, the floor is yours.
Okay. So a few months ago, pre-COVID, of course, tickets went on sale to my beloved Harry Styles concert. And essentially, every other link was through Ticketmaster. But of course, for some reason on this site, ours was redirected to Wells Fargo. And if any of you listening have ever tried to purchase tickets off of Wells Fargo, you know it is a legit nightmare. So it's hard enough to get these tickets off of Ticketmaster and wait in that line. But then when you have Wells Fargo like actually glitching and not existing. So anyway, so tickets on Wells Fargo's for the floor seats were $169. And then I was in line for those really cheap floor seats. And then it kicked me off, which I suspect was on purpose. So when I went back the next day, the floor seats are now like $650. And I'm like, how is this legal? How is this legal? So I ended up paying like over $400 for like non-floor seats anyway, when originally the floor seats were $169. And that's just one of my plethora of stories with the ticketing industry.
But wait. What happened to your refund? Did you get a refund?
I did not.
So you're out the money, right?
Yes. But it's okay. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll scam them back somehow.
Are you going to get them back?
Yeah, I'll scam them back. They'll see. I'll disrupt it.
All right. End of story time. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome. If anybody else agrees that the ticket industry needs a huge disruption, please follow me on my socials and we'll discuss.
She's got a lot to say about it.
I do.
All right. Stat time. CareZone's apps have about 3.5 million members, according to CareZone CEO Jonathan Schwartz. And in a blog post announcing the deal, Walmart said that a recent survey of U.S. customers found that cost is the top barrier to healthcare for 43% of Walmart shoppers, followed by convenience and access, all the points I made earlier. And that is according to CNBC. Guys, got anything else?
Nope.
All right. That's your e-commerce minute for today. And follow Brittany for more news. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the E-Commerce Minute on your Amazon device. Just add E-Commerce Minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion, or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.